Listen then to the lessons from God's Word for this, the seventh Sunday now after Pentecost. We'll take a look first of all at the Old Testament book of 1 Kings. We have the account of Elijah, one of the great prophets of the Old Testament, who, even though there had been a great number of successes in his ministry, there were also certainly some setbacks. And one of the things that he was concerned about was who was going to succeed him to carry forward the work of preaching God's word to the people. And the Lord provides. We're told in 1 Kings chapter 19, "So Elijah went from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat. Elisha was doing the plowing with 12 teams of oxen in front of him, and he himself was driving the 12th team. Elijah crossed over to him and threw his cloak over him. Then Elisha left the oxen and ran after Elijah. He said, 'Let me kiss my father and my mother goodbye, then I will follow you.' Then Elijah said, 'Go back, for what have I done to you?' So Elisha turned back from following him. Then he took the team of oxen and slaughtered them. Using the equipment from the oxen as fuel, he cooked the meat and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he got up, followed Elijah, and served him." Our first lesson. This is the word of the Lord. The psalm today is Psalm 62. Turn to page 62 in the front of the hymnal for the psalm 62. Second lesson this morning comes from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. We'll be in chapter 11. It'll start at verse 21. This also serves as a sermon text for today, so listen closely. However bold anyone might be, I'm speaking in a foolish way, I'm going to be bold too. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they Abraham's seed? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I'm speaking in a crazy way. I am even more. I've done more hard work, been in prisons more often, been whipped far more, and I've been close to death many times. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 time they tried to stone me to death. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have often been on journeys, in danger from rivers, in danger from robbers, in danger from my own people, in danger from the Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the wilderness, in danger on the sea, and in danger among false brothers. I worked harder and struggled. I've spent many sleepless nights. I've been hungry and thirsty. I've been without food many times. I've been hungry, cold, and lacked clothing. Besides those extreme matters, there is the daily pressure on me of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak without my being weak? Who falls into sin without my being distressed? If it is necessary that I boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our gospel acclamation today. Again, we'll use the portion that has God's word. Let us arise then for the reading of the Gospel. The Gospel today is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 51 to 62. Jesus is on his last journey now up to Jerusalem. When the days were approaching for him to be taken up, Jesus was determined to go to Jerusalem. He sent messengers ahead of him. They went and entered a Samaritan village to make preparations for him. But the people did not welcome him because he was determined to go to Jerusalem. When his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, "Lord, you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them. "You don't know what kind of a spirit is influencing you. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy people's souls, but to save them." Then he went to another village. As they went on their way, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." He said to another man, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus told him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another man also said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go and say goodbye to those in my own home." Jesus told him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. We'll continue then with the sermon hymn number 695. You may be seated.